Question 68. What will I, if it already be kindled? Luke 12:49. I am come to send fire on the earth. And what will I, if it already be kindled? The ministry of Christ is quite different from his perspective than from ours. From our view, we see a simple rescue mission, a throwing of a lifeline, as it were. From his perspective, it's more than that. His is a mission to rescue perishing sheep, dividing them from the goats, as well as the judgment of the wolves who threaten them. Though he came to fulfill the law, he came also to simultaneously nail the handwriting of the law to the same wood upon which he was executed. His mission was replete with enigma and mystery, paradox and irony. When he came to forgive and cleanse the repentant sinner, his coming also sealed the condemnation of the hypocrite. He came to open the eyes of the blind and cause the blindness of those who claim to see. His was an all-encompassing mission of rescue from fire and to set one, a mission of deliverance as well as captivity, of healing the brokenhearted and to break the heart of stone. When we preach or teach only one side of his mission, we're not preaching the whole counsel of God. The whole counsel of God includes judgment as well as blessing. Jesus came to seek, to save, and to send fire and sword. To what was Jesus referring when he mentioned this commission of sending fire on the earth? In the Song of Moses, there is a passage that touches upon the ministry of Christ. Of the rock that begat thee, thou art mindful, and hast forgotten God that formed thee. And when the Lord saw it, he abhorred them, because of the provoking of his sons and of his daughters. And he said, I will hide my face from them. I will see what their end shall be, for they are a very froward generation, children in whom there is no faith. They have moved me to jealousy with that which is not God. They have provoked me to anger with their vanities, and I will move them to jealousy with those which are not a people. I will provoke them to anger with a foolish nation. For a fire is kindled in mine anger, and shall burn into the lowest hell, and shall consume the earth with her increase, and set on fire the foundations of the mountains. Jesus came to set this fire. This fire is the hiding of God's face, the provoking to jealousy and anger. The fire Jesus was to set would show all Israel that nothing would ever be the same, because they forgot him, their rock. Because they were unmindfully following laws, rules, and traditions, and not following the one who made them, but rather looked to gods that were not gods, they too would be left behind for a people who were not a people. This is nothing other than the transfer of the gospel of salvation to the Gentiles. And other sheep I have which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. The fire Jesus was to set was a fire of judgment, recompense, and the breaking down of tradition's walls to burn to cinders the framework of the old house, the discarding of the old bottles that would break and lose the new wine, the rejection of the old garment repaired again and again to make way for the new garment sewn of a whole new cloth. This fire is a purging fire and a cleansing fire that will devour all adversaries. The writer of Hebrews warns of such a fire. In verse 10, 26 through 27, it says, For if we sin willfully, after we've received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sin, but a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation, which shall devour the adversaries. When Jesus taught on the last things and his coming again, He taught us to be ready. He taught that there was coming a judgmental fire in which we did not want to be caught. We need to know that this judgment has already started. And what will I, if it already be kindled? Jesus said that his mission was to send fire on the earth, but that it had already been kindled. The judgment of God had already begun in the heart of man. Because of Jesus, mankind has condemned himself. The rejection of Christ in a man's mind sets a fire in his soul that will burn until he is ultimately consumed. Insanity, obsession, compulsive behavior, additions of money, toys, and noise are all signs of this desire to quench the fire in our soul. When we sin willfully, we have nothing to look forward to but more of the fiery indignation in our future. We try to silence that voice of conscience, if only for a moment, by noise and clamor, song or dance, by busying ourselves with our vocations or hobbies, and we weary ourselves so that we may sleep when we wake to do it all over again. Some turn to drink or drugs, and many, wishing to be more socially acceptable, eat until their soul is quieted. The fire of eternity has begun in our souls, and we are so unaware of its origin that we call it compulsion, obesity, alcoholism, sickness, neuroses, psychoses, or disease. The disease in our body is nothing less than the dis-ease of our souls. The fire of the judgment Jesus said would be sent to the earth has already been kindled. The judgment that awaits us is not fearful because it is unfair and exacting. It's fearful because we know it will be fair and exacting. Given to us is a keen awareness of ourselves and our condition before God that causes us to fear true and fair judgment before God. We know within ourselves when we do wrong, and we therefore attempt to justify our actions. A person never feels a need to justify actions that are pure, only the ones that have gone against the code written in his heart. This violation of conscience is the basis for our fear of judgment and our compulsive behavior. We know God will be fair, and we know that he's aware when we're not honest with ourselves. This consuming fire kindled within us when we sin or violate our conscience is the foretaste of God's judgment to come and is well known to anyone who contemplates it for 10 minutes. It is that silent 10 minutes that we avoid. Many even fall asleep to TVs or radios playing and wake to alarms to avoid that revealing silence. The fire of judgment is already kindled, and we know that one day the fire that smolders within us, the burning that merely inconveniences us now, will one day at his appearing be fanned into a blaze of righteous, undeniable judgment. This adds to our fear and desire for escape. Do you live each day as if the Lord was returning to judge you that evening? Of course, this is difficult while living in the contradictory power of the flesh, but you must try. If you are to avoid disease, both mental and physical, you must live in harmony and accord with your conscience. You must take responsibility and do what is within your power and understanding every day. Jesus said it this way, "Who then is that faithful and wise steward, whom his Lord shall make ruler over his household, to give them their portion of meat in due season? Blessed is that servant, whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Of a truth I say unto you, that he will make him ruler over all that he hath. But, and if that servant say in his heart, My Lord delayeth his coming, and shall begin to beat the men servants and maidens, and to eat and drink and to be drunken, The Lord of that servant will come in a day when he looketh not for him, and at an hour when he is not aware, and will cut him in sunder, and will appoint him his portion with the unbelievers. And that servant, which knew his Lord's will, and prepared not himself, neither did according to his will, shall be beaten with many stripes. But he that knew not, and did commit things worthy of stripes, shall be beaten with few stripes. For unto whomsoever much is given, of him shall much be required. And to whom men have committed much, of him they will ask the more. I am come to send fire on the earth. And what will I, if it already be kindled?